The legends are here in the studio to lock it in another time. And we have a new legend this week. Well, we've got an old legend, very old legend. Pete joins us. How you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm all right. I don't know if I'd call the other bloke a legend. I mean, look at that around his neck.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it? Darren Cattruppi, our journo, joins us for the very first time to lock it in. How are we doing, mate?
Very good. So if he's the old legend, does that make me the young one?
Well, by comparison, we're all much younger than Pete Holland. Let's quickly go back to last week's.
Last time on Lock It In.
Let's start with the girls on Friday night from Canberra. It's going to be bitterly cold. Those from north of the border aren't going to handle that. Mm. So it's the Blues. Look, it's also going to be the Blues on Sunday. I mean, have a look at the Penrith back line. And we've brought Burton back.
Look, I think it's going to be a double whammy. New South Wales for the women's side. And I think we don't lose two in a row very often. I think New South Wales will take it home in Perth.
So I'm locking in New South Wales for both as well. Should be pointed out, that's 2 weeks in a row that we all got it right.
Exactly. And I mean, it just wasn't a double whammy for the Queenslanders. It was all four games.
A blue wash, if you will. All right, so let's have a look at this week. And, well, because he's joining us for the very first time, I'll throw it to Darren. Who are you locking in this week, round 16 of the NRL Premiership?
I'm locking in the Dragons over the Raiders.
Listen, I invited you out of the kindness of my heart to come and join us for a fun segment, and this is how you repay me?
What's not fun about that?
Well, first of all, it's not going to happen because the Raiders, the favourites, and they're always good against the Dragons.
But it's a good way not to get an invite back.
Yeah, well,
even though
if that's your intention, I suppose. Are you double locking? Is this
No. Right, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you doing it just to get up my nose, or do you actually have a good reason?
Both.
He's good. I like it.
All right, okay. Pete the Street Sweeper is a mad St. George supporter, like they all are, and I'm sure he's nodding away furiously at the moment. So on that note, I'll throw it over to you, Pete. Who are you locking in?
Well, this team is one of the worst in the competition, and they'll possibly pick up the wooden spoon at the end of the year.
Manly?
No, well, look, they're not that great. But oh, no, that's silly to try and lock them in over the Storm. But I'm going to lock in the Tigers to defeat the Warriors.
Really?
Even though they're returning to a sold-out stadium in New Zealand?
Yeah.
I don't think going back home for the Kiwis will be good enough.
Well, that was, one, a terrible Kiwi accent, and two, that's an awful tip. The West Tigers can't beat time. They were going to drop their big-name million-dollar player, Brooks, and then they just relented at the last moment. They've got a temporary coach in the coach. They put Brooks back in.
I should have looked at the team, shouldn't I? No, look, I'm going to stick with it.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going out on a limb. Sammy's not here, so I can definitely back the Tigers.
Well, in which case, we have a lock-off because I'm picking the Warriors to win. And I actually had this penciled several weeks ago. I thought when they return to Auckland for their first game, it's going to be a massive crowd, something that they have not had for, what are we talking, 2.5 years?
Yeah, look, they've done a fantastic job here in Oz, keeping the game alive.
If it wasn't for them.
And their club.
Yes.
But look, I don't know about returning back home with no forwards and half a back line that don't want to play anymore.
The only reason I'm picking them is because they've returned to Auckland. Honestly, they are the worst team in the competition, somehow even worse than the Titans, who should come good. But the Warriors have been dreadful. But that crowd, that's going to get them home.
It's going to be absolutely awesome to hear that crowd there at Mount Smart. And looking forward to that game. But the Tigers, for me, Brett Camorley to have his first win as an NRL coach.
Darren, one last chance to change your tip.
No, not at all. I just can't believe anyone would back the Warriors for anything.
I like this guy.
They're locked in.
Do the Kiwis even go for the Warriors?
Yeah.
No, not very often.
40,000 of them turn up when there's no All Black test on. Legends, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dramas.
Pleasure.